Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Graziella Hall. And this is our last segment.
Correct.
It goes fast. It really
Very
does.
Fast.
It really. And it's been a pleasure having, you know, sharing this with you today.
Thank
and
you.
And you're coming back, right?
That's right.
Love to. It's been a pleasure to be here.
That's right. She's part of our rotation now.
And now, so we're going back to Christina's story. But
yes,
before we do, before we get, hold your story.
Yes.
Did you print these things or this? Your printer's still not working? In the office.
I printed. No, I did print these.
They finally got it?
Yes.
Because I was looking up printers.
Oh.
And they have
you
this very, well, I was going to, this very fancy color printer. It's an Epson 2760.
Mm.
It's a very good print, and it's on sale.
Oh.
Now, this is Graziella's. No, this is your second show.
Because you my first show.
Well, but you sat in on the other one.
Yes.
So now, what's the importance of 2760? 2760.
Haven't a clue.
It's been 2,760 hours since Christina's birthday.
Oh,
we
my
track
God.
Her birthday,
yeah, see,
and then halfway through the year, we have the countdown to her birthday.
But he gets very crafty with figuring out the number, so he always incorporates it in some crafty
way. So the co-host has to remember, if I come up with a weird number,
right.
It either means hours, minutes,
right.
or days since
it's
her birthday.
Somehow connected to my birthday.
Oh, seconds, yes. seconds.
That's right. Listen, we're going to get to that October. I think October is the halfway mark, isn't it?
We'll see.
Because
we'll
I always like steal the thunder from Jay's birthday, my husband's birthday, because my half birthday is clearly more important.
The first time I met Christina on the show, yeah, I must have started like March or April.
Mm-hmm.
So Christina had a birthday. Mm. She had a birthday party that Friday. So the next week, she said, I have my party. I said, we tried your party last week. Oh, no, I have a party every
it was
week.
When I turned 30. I was like, that's why, because I just kept
that
going.
That was every night there was a party. Every weekend
when
was
When is
a
your
party.
Birthday?
April 3rd.
Oh.
Happy belated.
Yes. Mine is April 28th.
Oh,
see? Oh, okay.
Nice. I knew I liked Graziella.
My husband is April 8th.
Oh, see? That's right. The Aries babies.
Oh, everybody's an Aries then?
That's really great. That's.
So now, 15 yeah. minutes later,
yes,
what's your story?
You know, we were just talking about, of course, cars. It's not a joking matter. It's a very scary matter.
Oh, yeah.
But I was saying, you know, raccoons also could be an issue. And I'm sure a lot of these things, you know, can apply to that. Because I remember when I lived in Greenvale, the raccoons were, like, not scared of people. And I was terrified, clearly. And I'll never forget, I lived in a two-family house at the time when my cousins lived upstairs. And my older cousin lived in the attic. And he's one of those guys that prepares for, like, you know, he had all kinds of end of the world, you know, in case, you know, and he had, like, a pantry going on upstairs. And one day, a raccoon got into the window, because it was, like, an old house, managed to get in, and he was in bed, because he had, like, a little dividing area. Came out, there was a raccoon with white powder all over its face, because it got into the flower that he had there, and literally ripped it open. And then my cousin, you know, is not scared of anything, was terrified, and it was so you just saw like a raccoon running outside just covered in white powder. Like,
that's amazing.
Yeah. So listen, you know, keep your stuff clearly, keep food away from all of these animals, because we don't want any of
and
these.
Nobody's afraid until they are.
Yeah, forget it. And I am just immediately terrified of any kind of roaming around animal. But also I just wanted, before I forgot, Kelly, when she was leaving, said if I could mention, when we go back to, if you are feeling, you know, the heat or dehydrated, that it's really important to not to go sit down immediately, and to also try and sit in a place where there's other people. Don't go, you know, off into the woods and go sit by yourself, because it's really important, because at any time, you know, a lot of people have been fainting. She's been coming across too. So it's just really important to do that too. And just to automatically sit down and get a drink. Do not try and, you know, go run and
right.
So that's just a little tidbit from Kelly. I also want to remind everyone that the summer concert series at North Hempstead is in full swing, and there's a bunch coming up actually. So on August 4th at 7 p.m., there's going to be a tribute to the Grateful Dead, and that's at Manor Haven Beach Park.
August 4th?
Yes, that's August 4th. And then there will be, that's the one there, and then at North Hempstead Beach Park, August 5th, is Paradigm, which they're a band that plays all different favorites, so all through different generations. You'll dance and sing all afternoon, which should be very, very fun. And that's at 1 p.m. So that's at North Hempstead Beach Park. Then we have tomorrow, there's the Doobie Others, which is a tribute to the Doobie Brothers. And the band Chicago. That's going to be at Michael J. Tully Park. as well. So definitely, I mean, there's, I just love that there's all these different things.
Oh, it's amazing.
So literally every day you could be going to all these different programs, which I think is absolutely wonderful. And then July 30th is Country Music Night, which is featuring Mary Lamont, and that is Kick Up Your Heels and Enjoy in the Country Fun. That's at 7:30 p.m. at Mary Jane Davies Green, which is right across from Town Hall. Then they have on August 6th at 7:30 p.m. Classic Rock and R&B with the band Nightwork, which will be doing different rock songs, too. So I think that will be nice, too. And then Clark Botanic Garden on July 31st has Dance Visions, which is a whole visual art dance display, which should be really nice. So that's at Clark Botanic Garden. I love when Clark Botanic Garden does programs like that because it's such a beautiful facility and lends itself to that too, which I think is nice. So that is at 7 p.m. as well. So if you want any of those schedules, please call 311 or 869-6311 because they have a full the full schedule of that.
And the thing is, just to remind everybody, which we say it all the time, there's just so much to do in this town.
Absolutely.
You can't turn around. And this, every one of these are
and
free.
And a lot of these programs, as well, I want to mention, also have rain dates. So,
if it
does rain, you know, call 311 and they'll be able to give you, you know, some of them do, some of them don't. But they always try to do that, which I think is definitely nice. And another great event that's coming up on August 18th is Beach Feast, which is a festival of food and spirits around the harbor at North Hempstead Beach Park. That starts at 12 p.m. and it goes till 5 p.m. And it's our favorite $10 cash to park, or, John, $7 debit or credit card, which is, everyone always gets confused by that, but that is the case. It's really, really fun Beach Feast. There's all kinds of different trucks with all different foods, and then they have beer and wine.
Right.
Excuse me. And different music entertainment, too, which is really, really fun. It's always, like, it's one of my favorite events, actually, to go to over there. So that is something to check out. That's August 18th. And then there's just, you know, we mentioned all the different concerts because I can go on forever, but there's a lot of other movies that are offered as well during the summer.
Oh, really?
That the Parks Department puts on. Yeah, so it's, I try to find a lot of family-friendly kind of things, which is really, really nice. So you can go check that out. Call 311 for that information. And I want to remind people that Fun Day Monday...
Just before you go to Fun Day Monday, yes, do the UU Art Center, art show.
Oh, my grandpa's
show? Yeah, grandpa's show. We got two more weeks of grandpa's show.
Yes, we've been promoting it. It's Stars, and it's photographs by Tasso Bendico. So it's a tribute to my grandfather's work. It's really nice. Graciela came,
yes,
and John
was great
there, and Victoria came too, and it was really nice.
Very interesting and lovely shots.
Oh, great. Well, thank you. And that was the nicest thing to hear because they was just, you know, there's Natalie Wood, there's Barbara Streisand, you know, there's Dolly Parton. I mean, there's so many familiar faces. And it was really nice because my goal of it really was to serve as kind of a nostalgic thing for people and just to hear everyone talking and mingling and saying, oh, do you remember this one? You remember, you know, it was just... That was the main goal of the show, and it worked. So that is at the Universalist Church, a congregation, in the art gallery there, and that is till August 14th.
Right, and it really is, from the congregants, because I'm there often enough, it really is getting praise because, you know, many times I just have paintings. Nothing, I'm not knocking paintings. This is different, and many people can go back like, oh, I remember that scene with Jackie Gleason, or I remember that Telly Savalas.
Yes.
It's unbelievable. People you haven't even thought of in X number yet. Telly Savalas,
but
he was a big man.
Yeah. Milton Berle.
Okay.
It's just really, really fun. And then, you know, I have some magazine covers that he did, too, that are there. So it's definitely, if you're in the area, and it's a beautiful facility. So
yeah,
I really recommend
with
people definitely go check it out there because it's lovely. But this Monday, unfortunately, Fun Day Monday, which is probably one of the first times it happened, had to be canceled the entire because the rain date, it rained on the rain date. So there was no Fun Day Monday
this week.
This past week.
Oh, I didn't
realize that. But God willing, Monday is going to be nice weather because it's the annual senior health fair at
this Monday. Okay.
Yeah.
That's a big one.
So the rain date will be on August 2nd if it happens to rain. But that's at North Hempstead Beach Park. And then there's fitness classes, there's different music, and then there's going to be tons and tons of organizations giving out information and screening. You're able to ask questions, and, you know, it's a great, great thing. John, I know you've been at these before.
You know, wonderful.
It's certainly,
really.
There's a lot of information at these events. And I just want to thank the sponsors. Northwell Health, Katz Institute for Women's Health is the marquee sponsor. And then we have some other sponsors, which is Glen Cove Center for Nursing and Rehabilitation, Parker Jewish Institute, Healthcare and Rehabilitation, Marquee Rehabilitation and Nursing Center, and Agewell New York, all are sponsors to this event, which is really nice because we're able to do a lot for that. And there's also free transportation. So if you need transportation to this, there's transportation throughout the town, so you're able to get that. And then parking is free as well.
Yes, this
is. So this is July 30th. It kicks off at 10 a.m. I really recommend people go. It's a great time. Yeah, I mean, the beach is beautiful, and you can get information. So it's
it's a great day. I agree with you. And the amount of vendors that are there is tremendous.
Absolutely.
And that's our show. Graziella, it's been a pleasure.
Okay. Likewise.
I look forward to you coming back again.
That's right.
Thank you very much. I would love to.
And obviously, everybody knows that Monday is the health fair at Fun Day Monday. So you've been listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Have a wonderful weekend, everyone.
Thank you.